On behalf of the Apostolate for Family Consecration, it's a great privilege to welcome each and every one of you and all our families together to these holy and consecrated grounds. And yes, today we celebrate the Feast of St. Clare. And St. Clare of Assisi was a 13th century co-founder of the Order of Poor Clares and perhaps the most famous protege of St. Francis of Assisi. She is renowned for her radical devotion to the ideal of evangelical poverty and of Jesus present in the Blessed Sacrament. In 1224, Clare famously repelled the marauding troops of Emperor Frederick II, who came to attack Assisi and kill all the Christians there. Although she was very sick, Clare requested that her sisters carry her out to meet them, appearing at the monastery's gate with a monstrance holding the precious body of our Lord Jesus Christ. She had the Blessed Sacrament placed on the wall where the enemies could see it. Then on her knees, she begged God to save the sisters. In that moment, a sudden and very mysterious terror struck the attackers, and they fled as fast as they could without harming anyone in Assisi. As the prophet Habakkuk related to us, nothing is impossible with God. St. Clare was accredited with many miracles. She was canonized just 2 years after her death. So we ask St. Clare to intercede for the spiritual and temporal well-being of each of us throughout this week. In union with St. Clare's intercession, we here, the entire staff of Catholic Family Land, have been praying for your safe arrival, for your family to experience a week set apart just for family fun, fellowship, and spiritual renewal through the outpouring of God's most bountiful grace. And our prayers were not just offered for you as a collective group, but yesterday the whole staff met to pray for each individual family attending this fest, lifting your family name up to the Lord. Well, during this family fest, we are gathered together at a very historical moment in the 43-year history of the Apostolate for Family Consecration. Our most beloved co-founder, Jerome Francis Conacher, passed through the veil between this life and the life beyond on July 4th. On July 12th, over 400 people were able to be present at the celebration of his funeral liturgy within the sacrifice of the Mass. It was a time of Gaudium et Spes, the first words of Vatican II's pastoral constitution on the church in the modern world, which was promulgated by Pope Paul VI. We read, "The joy and the hope, the grief and the anguish of the men of our time." The joy and the hope, the grief and the anguish of the followers of Jesus Christ. The joy and the hope of knowing that he is entering his eternal reward, joining his dear wife Gwen after persevering 16 long years after her passing. And now he's continuing as an intercessor in a new position in the communion of saints. Jerome Conacher can now do much more to help save souls than he could in his lifelong labors of love, sacrifice, and prayers, leading up to his meeting with the Lord on July 4th, 2018. Jerry Conacher was truly a freedom fighter for souls. The grief and the anguish, of course, center around the reality that death does bring finality to our temporal union and interaction with Jerry, our dear founder. But there is joy and hope even in the midst of that grief and anguish as we have the great grace to feel his continuing presence in his 12 children, his 75 grandchildren, and his 11 great-grandchildren and still counting, as well as in the spiritual sons and daughters, the members of the Catholic Core community, and in each of us, his apostolate family. We are blessed to be able to express his legacy and enduring presence through the extensive media library here at the AFC, as well as his published works, and this beautiful place, Catholic Family Land, the name he and his dear wife named as the goal of their joint missionary efforts, that is, to build up a place set apart for Catholic families to come and enjoy God's beautiful gifts of nature while enjoying the great gifts of the sacraments and his mercy and his love within the fellowship of a vibrant Catholic community. Yes, these are holy grounds, originally consecrated as the seminary for the Diocese of Steubenville, Ohio. And the grace is still here for you, planted by Mary, the star of the new evangelization. And speaking of grace, let's review the apostolate's 4 points. After all, being the bus driver, and if you're in the Destiny generation, I might ask you these 4 points before you are able to ride on St. Helena's Express, that blue bus over there. So, okay, here goes. What is the fourth point? First point. That was good. One more time. First point. Sin. Sin is the cause of all unhappiness. And what is the second point?
Grace.
Grace won by whom?
Jesus.
Jesus Christ. Yes. And the third point? Holiness of life and prayer. And that fourth point is?
Consecration
of our family to Jesus through Mary. So, I hope you got them. Now we'll go from 4 to 1. No. That was very good. Thank you so much. It was a good review for all of you alumni families. I'm sure now sitting here, those of you who have been before, there are 15 new families, and the rest of you, I'm sure, now are recalling them in that order. And it was a good review for you of the key points of the Fatima message. It was also a nice little kickoff for all of you new families. Raise your hand, please, if you are a new family out there. Let's give them a warm round of applause to welcome. Thank you. We welcome you dearly and warmly. We're so happy to have you here. And we want to make sure that you have a wonderful, blessed week. So we're all going to work together to help sure that we all have a blessed experience this week. Now, it's so good to have you here so we can kind of bring you up to date, you new families. Because last year we asked ourselves this question. Imagine where we would be today if the Conacher family hadn't remained in Fatima for 2 years, where they learned the Fatima message. It's safe to conclude that we would not be here on these holy grounds. Imagine where we would be today if the Conacher family hadn't learned to believe the Fatima message, hadn't returned to the United States to live, and hadn't the courage to spread the Fatima message of our Blessed Mother by founding the apostolate for family consecration. It is a mission conceived in Fatima, for sure, and born here in America. Not only born in America, but now built in America, represented by that Holy Family of Fatima prayer site that you passed as you entered onto these holy grounds. A Mariologist, while being interviewed last year, shared that the 100th anniversary of Fatima is not the end. It is, for us, just the beginning. He continued, it especially becomes a new beginning for us when we respond to Jesus and His Blessed Mother's first Saturday request. Remember, along with that request, she gave us a very strong promise to be with us at the hour of our death with all the graces necessary for our salvation. And what was that second point? Thank you. Grace. Grace won by Jesus Christ. Blessed Pope Paul VI, who will be canonized this year, was the first pope to visit Fatima Shrine, and he did it on May 13th, 1967, in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Fatima apparitions and the 25th anniversary of the consecration of the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. On that date, he also issued an apostolic exhortation under the title Signum Magnum, the Great Sign, urging all the members of the Church to renew personally their consecration to the Immaculate Heart of the Mother of the Church. What was that fourth point? Consecration. Thank you. In 1964, when Blessed Pope Paul VI renewed the consecration of the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, he sent a golden rose to Fatima as a sign of his own devotion. And at the close of the Second Vatican Council, he formally declared Mary as the Mother of the Church and invited Catholics to invoke Mary's help under that title. How appropriate that a year after Pope Francis personally presented his golden rose at Fatima, during the 100th anniversary, that he would establish a universal feast day to the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church, to be celebrated on the Monday after Pentecost. Sister Angela de Fatima, postulator for Saints Jacinta and Francesco Marto, and currently the postulator for the third visionary, Sister Lucia de Jesus dos Santos, shared that learning, living, and spreading the message of Fatima, it's a gift and it's a privilege. For the vision still has its time, presses on to fulfillment, and will not disappoint. As we heard from the Mariologist, Fatima's message is not ended. Fatima's message is just beginning in you. And through you, it will continue to be beginning in others. Yes, the Lord has a vision, a great plan for all people. And each one of us has been given a glorious part in that plan. When we come to recognize that we have a part in God's plan, then we possess the vision. Recalling the second letter of Peter, do not ignore this one fact, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. It is still today for the Fatima message. The challenge? While you are here on this Holy Family Fest, take the opportunity to visit the crypt of our founders and offer a prayer for them and request their intercession for the needs that you carry in your heart. And tomorrow night, while praying at the Holy Family of Fatima prayer site, remember that sharing the message of God's great love is both a gift and a privilege. Ask the Holy Family to help you become fruitful evangelists, beginning with your own family. And then, as St. Clare taught, go forth without fear, for God who has created you has made you holy.